First, I want to apologize again for any inconvenience caused by the scaffolding and all. And if anybody here normally has to stand for communion, instead of going to this side, you can go to this side until the scaffolding is removed. I also ask for prayers for all our sick and bedridden in our chapels. And in the bulletin, it announces that this coming Friday is First Friday, which is correct. And we will have the First Friday Mass as normal. However, because of the construction and because our Lord is not present at the moment, we will not have the all-day adoration as we normally have on First Friday. We will put that off until the following Friday, when hopefully all this will be out of here. This morning, I'm going to talk to the children and the young people. I know how difficult it is for you young ones growing up in today's time and situation. Not only are you Catholic in a mostly Protestant setting where all your friends around you are mostly Protestant, but you're even different from the other Catholics around you, the ones who go to the new church. And if you go to school at home, you're different again among your friends because you don't go to a normal school like they do. I know how difficult it is to feel different, to have to not give in to what all your friends are doing. But you must never let the fear of being different make you give in to the pressure of the world and of the other children and young people around you. You must not give in to their example, their bad example. I know you see all your friends doing what they want to do and dressing as they want to dress and going where they want to go and not obeying their parents and not loving their parents and telling their parents even what to do. But my dear children, you must not give in to the temptation to do as they do just for the sake of their friendship. Any friendship that leads you away from the path to heaven, that leads you away from the love of your parents, is not a real friendship. My dear children, love your parents and your brothers and your sisters. Obey them, your parents. I know that oftentimes your parents seem to be over strict. But it's not because they hate you, it's because they love you. They're afraid for you. They can see things that you can't see yet. They understand what a really wretched place the world out there is. And so they try to protect you, Sometimes maybe they overprotect you, but you must never despise them or dislike them for this. You must understand that if they do err, it's out of love for you. You cannot go wrong by obeying your parents, even in the things that don't make sense to you, as long as it's not a matter of out and out sin. I know how much pressure, for lack of better word, is on you young people and you little children. Not only is there the difference and the differences, but there's the immense attraction of the world, the so-called or apparent freedom of the world beckoning to you, pulling at you, making you think, oh, as soon as I get old enough, I'm leaving my strict parents. I'm getting out of here and going to have a good time. But my dear children, those out there that you see having an apparent good time, if you really looked inside of them, you would see they're not happy. They're miserable. Right now, you just think you are miserable. But you don't know how easy your life is right now until you crawl out from under the protective wings of your family and face the world all by yourself. And then you'll say, I wish I'd listened. But then it's too late. You've already heaped up cross after cross after cross. And it seems that one cross leads to another. Don't be in a hurry to grow up, to get away, to get free. Right now, you are the freest you'll ever be. When it does become time for you to leave your family and make life on your own in the world, you will find that you no longer have any freedom at all. None. Your responsibilities vastly increase. My dear children, now is the time while you are really free to learn everything you need to learn to face the world. And you learn that by being obedient to your parents, by loving your parents, by loving your brothers and sisters, by giving in to others, except for matters of sin. Learn to think of those around you, to be nice to those around you, and not to think only and always of yourself. Learn to be honest. Above all, learn to be honest with yourself, with everyone around you. When you make a mistake or do something wrong, even sinful, if it affects others, admit it, own up to it, and take the due correction in the spirit of a young man or a young lady. Even as a little child, you can do this. If you don't learn it now, you won't learn it when you're out in the world. Now is the time, while you are under the protection and the loving embrace of your family, now is the time to store up all the virtues that you are going to need as soon as you leave your family. And I know how difficult it is for little ones to pray, but try at least every day to say at least 3 Hail Marys every day, and say them well, and say them with love. Love for the child Jesus, whom you are trying to imitate. Think of him often when you're not thinking of other things that you maybe have to be thinking of, like your schoolwork. And when you find yourself in given situations, try to picture how the child Jesus would act. If you find yourself arguing with your sister or your brother or your friend, try to let the thought come into your mind, would the child Jesus be acting this way? And if, after you have an argument or a disagreement or a fight with anybody, especially your parents, as soon as you get a hold of yourself, you know you've done wrong, go to that person or those people and say, I'm sorry. Those are probably at least some of the 2 hardest words for a young person to say, I'm sorry. But trust me, you must learn it now, because once you are out in that jungle of a world, nobody says sorry out there anymore. They place the blame on everybody else. So my dear children, I wish you a happy childhood, a loving childhood. And I ask Almighty God to bless each one of you in a special way. And I ask Our Lady to keep each one of you under her mantle, now and throughout your entire lives. May God bless us all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.